News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Meta, TikTok, Snap, Google and Microsoft are all going to be before the Oireachtas Committee on Children and Equality this morning to discuss the safety and well-being of children online. This follows weeks of meetings, including hearings from young people directly. The Cathaoirleach of the committee, Fine Gaels, Ciara Keogh, is with me in studio. Ciara, notable in its absence is X. Why are they not included?
So I know in the AI committee that I sit on, X refused to come in, but in this instance, they actually weren't invited. They wouldn't be one of the apps that kids are on the most. So the one that was invited that didn't turn up was Sony, unfortunately. But we are grateful that the other apps and technology companies are coming in, and we're really looking forward to engaging with them.
Does it send a message to them that says, actually, the way to play it is the way that X has played? Because there's been no repercussions for them telling the Oireachtas effectively to get stuffed, and now they're not even invited.
This one is on the committee ourselves. We choose our witnesses, and we just didn't feel X was one that the kids were on. And even in the discussions with the kids that came in, you know, X hasn't come up. I think the one that did come up that we hadn't invited in was Roblox, but they're not stationed here. So we're happy with our list for today, and I don't think we'll be short of questions.
Well, what are the questions that you are going to ask? Because at the heart of it, I think anybody who sees the access terms and the access methodologies for many of these websites and apps will look at them and say they are clearly doing nothing but lip service in preventing children accessing them. So other than that, what else do you ask?
I think this is the point, that we have to bring them to the table. We have to make sure that they engage. There's a lot of different conversations going on all around the world around the best approach to take. We saw in Australia there was an all-out ban. It's working in maybe 2 out of 5 cases. Some of these companies are saying they're doing really good things, but we heard from the kids themselves, you know, if we look at Snapchat, you know, kids talked about being added to groups to be bullied. You talk about TikTok, and the kids talked about that automatic scroll feature, you know, where you don't even have to swipe up to get to the next video and how addictive it is. You know, YouTube and Google are in the room, and I want to talk to them about, you know, what do they think about, you know, some of the, is it Meta in their opening statement have suggested that the age verification should be on the app store themselves. Well, Google are the app store, so what's their sense of that? So there is a lot of questions to ask today.
And Google also has a similar algorithm like TikTok in the way that YouTube functions, particularly YouTube Shorts, that is equally addictive.
Absolutely. I actually met with Google myself last week, and I'm a behavioural psychologist by training. That's my background. And I would have worked with, you know, neurodiverse children especially. And if I could create one behaviour support plan around, you know, coming off YouTube in a regulated manner, I created, you know, hundreds. That addictive feature really, you know, you can get great creativity and learning and entertainment, but the downsides in terms of behaviour regulation and esteem and et cetera are too great.
Now, there's precedent set. If you look at the response across the majority of those that are going to be coming in front of the committee, if you look at their response in terms of copyright infringements where they might get sued, or if you look at the response in relation to child sex imagery where they might get prosecuted, they have a fabulous record in getting that off their platforms. So they've proven they can do it. They just don't choose to do it when it comes to kids.
That's the opinion I have as well. And I think you look now at the moment in terms of the Digital Services Act and our online safety code. The European Commission has a ton of investigations open, some closed, some fines. Commission and Man have investigations open. But we have to flip that. We have to make it the same as when you go into a toy shop and you buy a Barbie or a car, and it's safety by design. Because at the moment they have access to our kids, and you know the eyeballs on the screen is their currency. And when kids go into their bedroom at night, which if any parent is listening, I think that's the first thing that you could do is make sure there's no screens in private places. But that gives, you know, it's the front door to bullying, grooming, dangerous content. And I think, like, I am grateful that they're coming to engage with us today, but they have the burden of responsibility. It shouldn't be on the
parents. I don't mean to sound overly cynical, but yeah, they are coming to attend committee. Does that mean real engagement?
It doesn't mean real engagement, but it's a first step. You know, they could have refused. So we'll take the first step. And I do think, like, there's carrot and stick. And I get the sense that they know the tide is turning. Like, you look at UK are looking at bringing in a ban. We were talking about trying to push Europe towards a ban. They know that the world is starting to push back.
But in that context, aren't they hugely financially and economically incentivized to resist that for as long as possible. Because as you point out, it is the eyeballs on the screen that is the core of the business model, and anything that you would hope in the committee to achieve reduces eyeballs on their screens.
Absolutely. They, like, the eyeballs on the screens is their currency, and they do seem to be fighting it at all costs. There is some good strategies listed in their opening statements and things like that, but we know from kids they saw Charlie Kirk being murdered. We know that they're, you know, even from Google.
That was, like, evidence given by children in the committee, was it?
Not in the committee. I didn't talk about murders in the committee, but in my own conversations with young people. I've been into schools and things myself, you know, doing that work on the ground.
So children have seen the images of actual murder.
I think
these.
That was the first time that parents actually realised they didn't really know what their kids were watching, because sometimes it was the kids that saw that murder before we did. Obviously it was taken down within a couple of hours, but kids did see that. So, you know, how is that coming up on their screens, even for a short period of time? Because that is really traumatic. They did talk about, in the commission, they did talk about seeing things that, you know, that were scary or that they didn't want to see, and some of them actually spoke to parents. You know, one, and I really do want to thank the kids for coming in. They were so eloquent over the 2 weeks, the youth advisory panels. One talked about intimate images of him being shared, and he did go to his parents, and then, you know, they went to the Gardaí, and he was very brave. But many of the kids don't talk to their parents about things like that.
It'll be interesting to see what the companies have to say. That's Meta, TikTok, Snap, Google and Microsoft all appearing before the Oireachtas Committee on Children and Equality, and that's the Cathaoirleach of the committee, Fine Gael's Ciara Keogh. Ciara, thank you very much. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.